You're listening to Nick's Knacks on KFKA, hosted by Nick Kenny. Nick is the CEO of Nick's Knacks on KFKA, hosted by Nick Kenny, and the 2019 Greeley Chamber Ambassador of the Year. Nick's Knacks also touches on local and global issues through Nick's perspective, offering unique insights into the world's happenings. Prepare to learn something new in this thought-provoking and entertaining show.
Hello, you're listening to Nick's Knacks on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA here in the news studios.
Aloe Fiber Studios.
Aloe Fiber Studio, yes. The sign is not up, and I think I forgot about that in the nerd show.
Uh-oh.
It's not in the future. It was in the past.
Well,
huh?
Time is a fickle thing.
Hello, Alyssa. Welcome back.
Hello.
We've been off for a couple of weeks because of the station move and also because the Rockies baseball team was on. They're a quasi-professional baseball team, right, Micah?
I think they're being traded for the NoCo Owls.
Are they being relegated? You know what? I think relegation should be a thing. Relegation in football, I'm just using that word to upset Micah, which is the...
The NFL? No, I like NFL football.
Exactly. But Europe, football and England, they have several leagues. And if you don't make the cut, then you get relegated. And that way, I love how Ted Lasso does it. They say something about, so what happens to the team that, has a losing record? There's no chance of them winning. They just continue to play out in front of, half-empty stadiums and, risk injury of their players. Whereas when you get relegated, you still compete. So there's never a dull game. I mean, it's soccer, so it can be very dull, but...
Wow. I just learned something new.
See?
It's crazy.
It's been a successful Nick's Knacks already.
I wouldn't say successful.
I would say highly entertaining, right?
Yes.
You talked about soccer.
Oh, yeah. What a sport. Well, it's been
a fake sport.
A crazy few weeks. Gosh, let's just bring everyone up to speed. Micah is now a speed demon on his electric scooter. And Alyssa, you're going to get one too, aren't you?
It's my dream, but it hasn't come to fruition quite yet.
You were so thrilled like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
I know. I really was. But you know what?
Come to fruition yet?
Just because of, I don't really know. It just hasn't happened yet. But no. I'm hopeful.
So what's preventing you from doing this? Is it a ordering thing? Do you have to order it?
No. Essentially, my friend had an electric scooter, and they were going to kind of finagle it to where we could both use it, and then it got stolen. So that made me nervous because it got stolen outside of my house, and then it ended up in a really dangerous part of Greeley, and we had to find somebody that could go get it for us because it was nighttime.
Mm. And did you have a GPS tracker on it?
Yep. Wow. And that really turned me off to the scooter experience. If it's going to get robbed, if it's going to cause my house to be a crime scene, I'd rather just walk.
Was it outside, though?
It was, but it was in kind of a secluded area, and it locks, so it wasn't mobile, and they're heavy. So I don't really want to know what happened. And they had to, come up into my space. It's too flashy. It shows my wealth. So
yes. It's a violation of, your privacy, though. When I was with the orchestra, we had been broken into, probably 5 years ago. I remember walking in the back door and just looking, and there was just, our glass window was busted out.
Mm-hmm.
What? It was, I don't know what they stole. They hit all the lawyers and other offices and the two, but it was just, you just felt
Yeah.
Odd.
I had my car broken into when I was in high school. And I think that was the experience where I was like, if I can ever do anything to not get people to rob me, I'm going to do that. Because, they took my stuff. My stuff was scattered all over the neighborhood. So I had neighbors bringing me, like my ID, my wallet, like my stuff for school. They just, I don't know. And being a young girl, I was more so worried about it being stalking than being robbed. But I had
one experience when I was living in Indiana for my undergrad where my car had been broken into. Nothing broken, but, you know, some cash stolen or whatever other documents I had in my they stole a bunch of I think I was laughing about this because I had all these school textbooks that, you know, amounted to $1,300 to $5,000 or something silly like that, because that's what, you know,
they're expensive.
Chemistry and biology textbooks were in college.
College is a scam.
I do not disagree.
Nope.
But
except
but
for community college.
They didn't take those. They, you know, just stole, you know, the connectors I had to charge my phone or to plug my phone into my car. So I was like, wow, you dumb criminals.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what I would do if I was a thief, I would thieve all the things that the person I'm stealing from would find useful, just to be a jerk. Like, I would steal, you know, the stuff that you charge your phone with or...
I have like one functional charger right now in my house, and it's driving me crazy. It has to go everywhere with me. It's an inconvenience, Micah. You would be that inconvener.
Yeah. I would, like, steal your chairs. I would see that you have a safe, and I'd break into your safe, but I wouldn't steal any money. I would steal, like, the paperwork that you need.
You are triggering me to be very angry.
I know. I know.
Well, then... Like then I would,
yeah.
That'd be the worst.
What else would I do?
Oh,
I mean,
God.
I would. Is this? Am I more evil now that I want to like steal people's useful stuff rather than their money?
I don't know, but this is all on air now. So if anything goes reported missing,
you know who to call. Come get him.
Whoop. I pulled a poll out there to my family last week because Micah, this is something you could do when you break in. You could. This is a big debate, I think, nationally, and Micah has a very fine line of what makes you a bad person, not liking the Broncos. That's pretty much it.
There's more than that.
Well, it's
but not much.
Yeah. For me,
if you have a mustache and you don't deserve to have a mustache, if you got one of them weird mustaches and it doesn't match your face, you got to shave that off.
Now, when you say weird mustache, like there's a guy in
there are some artsy mustaches out there, but if the artsy mustache doesn't match your face. No.
Oh, my gosh. I want to...
I agree.
I'm doing a lot of role-playing now, and let that all simmer for a bit. I know Alyssa was going to... it's for my Know Your Client class with Edward Jones.
That's what they're calling it.
And, yeah, we do role-playing almost every class, and I was telling my class, because, you know, I'm naturally exuberant.
Theatrical.
Exactly. Yeah. Extra, I think, is what the kids say. And I said, yeah, I just spent a couple $100 on wigs and fake mustaches for our role-playing, and some of the students believed me, but... they don't quite know my sense of humor yet.
Oh, no.
But it's been fun. But
you should show up. You should buy at least one wig and show up in a wig and just see what they do.
Absolutely.
I think I will.
So here's the thing that's my like flippant, I'm instantly upset, is with the toilet paper.
Oh, I agree.
Are y'all an over or an under?
I'm an over, and it drives me crazy because Rosie is an under.
What?
And we duel in my house. Like, they don't mind it either way, but they when they put it on, they do it under, and I...
Nope, I don't... Huh? That doesn't... That,
why?
When I moved into my new office last week, I went to the bathroom that's there, and the toilet paper was under, and I said, I have to resign Edward Jones.
Did you switch it?
I did.
Good.
And I think it's the cleaning folks who do that. But then I put a poll out there on our family's Facebook page, and I think 19 or 20 people participated. 95% said over, 0% said under, and one person said, I don't use toilet paper.
Oh.
And that was my mom thinking she was funny.
That's cute. Well, yeah,
I only
agree.
Use bidets.
I do. I have a bidet. I love my bidet.
Somebody just moved into a house, and the house had bidets installed in every toilet, and that blew my mind. So
doesn't help too much when you're in a drought.
Actually, bidets use less water than what it utilizes to make toilet paper.
I think you are bidet's number one fan.
I really like them. When I was in Japan, there are bidets everywhere, and they're luxurious. I mean, they have more dials and knobs and settings than...
Doodads,
indeed. Mm-hmm. And they are heated. They'll be heated before you even go in there.
I don't know how I could feel about that.
I didn't like the heated water, though. I was used to the kind of cold blast that's like, woo, that'll wake you up. The warm was like, I don't think I like it. It's like... somebody is urinating on me. Not that I have any experience in that matter.
Maybe that's part of your role playing. Sorry.
Yep, that's exactly role playing with Ever Jones and knowing your ideal client.
Yeah.
So sign up with Nick Kenny. He will take care of your finances,
yep.
Your future, and your past.
And your, what are your dreams, interests?
Yep.
Wow. This diverted. So.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big debate. I've not seen it. I've not met enough people who like toilet paper under.
I agree. I don't know if anybody does.
Well, and here's I think the main reason. I grew up and still kind of am terrified of spiders. Now that I own a house, I have to be a little less scared.
Mm-hmm.
But it requires, you know. But when the toilet paper's under, that's a prime spot for a spider to be hiding right under there as you're reaching up to grab some paper.
I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's genius. You know, when I had just come home from my freshman year of college, my mom had a huge spider that was like terrorizing her in her house. And I was taking a shower and I picked up the soap and it was on the soap and it was huge. So I drowned it. I'll be honest. I drowned the spider.
Wow.
But
that's terrifying in the shower because they can be slippery. And I actually know somebody who passed away by slipping and falling and hit his head in the shower.
So I could have died.
Yes.
But I survived.
So toilet paper over to prevent unnecessary bathroom death. Stay tuned for more of Nick's Snacks. We'll be back after this break. Welcome back to Nick's Snacks, as we're in our brand new Aloe Fiber studio. Let's talk, Alyssa, about the new library that just opened up last month in downtown Greeley, The Link, which is the Library and Innovative Center.
Yes, right? Innovation Center, I think.
So LINC. It is a phenomenally beautiful building, both inside and out. It's the refurbished Greeley Tribune building, which is just massive. They have... Oh my gosh, it's perfect for downtown Greeley. I mean, I think what a good downtown really needs is a good big library presence.
I agree.
And I think it's a fundamental right to have in the Constitution libraries. My hometown Fort Wayne has this massive library, and this one's incredible. A lot of space. There's a wood shop there. So if you want to work on wood, you have all the tools accessible. All you need is your library card. They have a 3D printing. They've got, classrooms and workrooms. They have a banquet area for up to like 200 guests.
Podcast studio and a place to record commercials.
Exactly. So they are, and there's a kids center. It's incredibly immersive, more than just a library. What were your thoughts, Alyssa?
I went at the grand opening because I'm a big reader. I loved from Denver. I mean, you have so many public libraries. I always had one at least accessible to me growing up. And so I was really excited to have one here. And I went to the grand opening and it was just so cool. It really shocked me because I hate to say it didn't feel like Greeley because I don't think that's true. I think Greeley is so multifaceted and, it is Greeley, but it didn't feel like, it just felt like it uplifted Greeley, if anything. And I agree that downtown needed it. I feel like now there are so many places in downtown that you have to hit when you're down there. It's like, I feel like you can really have a full day downtown. You can, go to the library. There are places to eat. Like, there's just so much to do, which is
But then
really
now I'll complain. Well, just my observations. Downtown's very spaced out with a lot of these things. And I know that's a big, long process. From 16th Street where UNC is all the way downtown is, over a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, fantastic restaurants, but they're kind of scattered about. So, within walking distance on a nice day, it's not bad. But, restaurant wise, we were at the Link the other day and it's Monday. Well, nothing's open on Mondays. And I understand days off and stuff, but it seems to me, I mean, you have only a few options over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Aunt Helen's is just a block up the street, which a couple blocks, but there's no coffee place inside the library. I think there should be.
I agree with that. I think downtown, I'm super grateful for Aunt Helen's, especially working downtown, and they have great coffee, and now they do like cocktails too in the evening, which is super cool. But there's, and they have two locations, but it, there is really only one place to get coffee downtown. Mm-hmm. So if, I mean, if anything ever happens to Aunt Helen's, I don't know what we're going to do. So
Uncle Ed comes by and no, nothing's happening to Aunt Helen's.
No.
But it is, it's not like a typical downtown where you have 12 different coffee shops, which I appreciate because I think Aunt Helen's is one of my favorite coffee places in town. That and the Blue Mug, locally owned, which are great. But it's it just seems odd. We there needs to be more, and there's always talks about more. Okay, well, let's come on, Greeley, really make it happen.
I agree. I think something that I've really noticed as Greeley has changed and kind of just like, yeah, the vibes shifted to a more eclectic one, in my opinion, is there are a lot more places that as a vegan I can eat. Like even Aunt Helen's has a specifically vegan thing that they just added to their menu. And it's not just like a salad. It's something that's like interesting and meant to be different from everything else. And like, I think that's cool. Like a bunch of restaurants have, like the Rio has a vegan menu now. That's cool. Like,
well, the less meat and cheese for you, the more meat and cheese for me.
It's true, Micah. That's very true.
That's simple economics.
That's true. It's true.
There's now another, the thing with the link, you know, when I go out and work remotely now, I have two computers. You know, I've got my work computer and then my other computer, and I'm used to having two screens. And I'm still not full time in my office yet because I don't want to be out. But you know, there I did not find a convenient space to work.
Really?
At the link. There are study rooms. And so there are two of us there with a round table that we maybe could have fit one computer apiece, but not very many notes. You know, there were small tables.
Mm-hmm.
And those are a lot of the study rooms. The other study room had like a big couch. And the small tables, you know, like coffee tables, like, well, I'm not going to hunch down and work for hours at a time.
Right.
And all of them, they just seemed very inconvenient sizes all the way throughout the library.
Interesting. See, I didn't see that. I saw the large conference room, which is super cool, but I didn't check out any of the study rooms. I didn't use the library practically. You know, I didn't check anything out. I've checked out a few DVDs there since then, but I haven't gone there to work.
And it was just, it wasn't very conducive to a workspace. Mm. And when is the time come where people don't shut up in the library? I mean, I had my earbuds and noise canceling stuff in, and people are having loud conversations.
I agree.
I don't like
it. It's the artsy mustaches. It's the artsy mustaches and the soccer fans.
It's true. I think that's an interesting, it's because it's so interesting to me. The link is more than a library. It's in the name that it's, you know, Innovation Center. It's not just the library. And I think it's great to, maybe it's not great to break the stigma of libraries, but it's expanded so much more that it doesn't even necessarily feel like a library.
But all the innovation stuff is on one side. And you know, so you can't hear what's going on in the shop.
Right.
You can occasionally hear the kids screaming and crying from the kids' play place with the hammocks and stuff, which it happens anywhere.
Right.
But yeah, it was in the library section.
Right.
And I did give a couple of stares. I go, this is, I mean, I'm trying to work. I'm trying
quiet.
To study. And I get distracted so easily by any kind of noise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just easily in general.
Right.
That, you know, it was frustrating.
You should complain. They should put up signs. Nick Kenny at work.
Well, I like that.
Signs.
Like those
everywhere
Men at Work signs that you see on the, yes. Anyway, that was just, that was My feedback. Interesting, not enough practical use of my space to bring. Now, they have a ton of computers accessible, both in computer labs and throughout the library, and a few large tables, but like also smack dab in the middle of the library. And again, distracted easily. I just want to sit in a remote area and get some work done.
Right. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I still really enjoy the building and think it's, you know, magnificent and hope it gets utilized. I think it will.
I think so, too.
But it's weird seeing so few books on the shelves because it is so brand new. That's like, well, these will eventually fill up.
I know. I'm getting excited, but I, like, because at home when in Denver, whenever I wanted a new book, I would always rent it from the library. And we're so lucky that we have the Midnight Oil here, so they'll pretty much order any book, even if they don't have it in the store for me. But I'm excited for when they do have at the library, like, the newer books that just come out that I can just rent from the library and not have to. But so far, they have had so few of the ones I've wanted, and then I mean, then it's okay. I just get to keep the books, and oh well. But
yeah,
I'm excited for that.
I need to downsize books.
No, just make your own library.
That's
get
fair.
More books.
I would like a library like in Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Can you imagine dusting all that though?
Rosie and I are making our own library. We have a lot of books. And
I think it's only legit home library if it has one of those rolling ladders.
We don't have that yet.
Well, even the library downtown doesn't have that. So is that even a real library?
No, it's an innovation center, Nick.
That's
Come
fair.
On.
But it also is a library and That's innovation
true.
Center.
It's true.
Wow. Yeah, it's a fantastic building if you've not been down. And it surely is a destination place, too, if you're visiting Greeley.
Mm-hmm.
Right across the street from Weldworks. And they've got a pretty good food menu. Mm-hmm. Down the road from Ann Helens, Train Museum. Oh, my gosh. There's lots happening.
There's a lot going on down there. It's exciting.
It is. But if I'm going to get work done.
They should make a Girl Scout cookie hub.
They
and
should.
Sell Girl Scout cookies year-round.
They have that little indoor-outdoor space.
They have the courtyard.
Courtyard?
Yeah.
It's very small, but it's nice.
Maybe that's where the Girl Scouts will go.
Cookies, you mean?
Well, the girls have to sell them, too.
Fair. Stay tuned for more Nick Snacks. We'll be back after this break.
And the sign said, long-haired, freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why.
Welcome back to Nick Snacks with Alyssa. It's just a catch-up show.
Yeah.
A lot going on. Oi.
Oi.
Summertime. Summertime's finally here with the 80s.
And with the equinox. Or it's the solstice.
Solstice.
Jeez, not the equinox.
Wow, you were so
Whew. I was excited
happy.
That I said the wrong thing. With the solstice, which is crazy.
So today when this airs, June 21st is the longest day of the year.
And
it seems
the worst
like
day of the year.
Just got here. Like, we had a long winter, cold
yes.
winter. A lot of rain lately.
Isn't it great?
I don't mind rain, but mm-hmm. I also don't like gloomy days mm-hmm. on end.
Mm-hmm. I love them.
I agree. I mean, I enjoy everything being green. Like, I'm quite excited for that. But I love the heat. So it's so rare to have rain like that here that I'm trying not to be unappreciative of the moisture.
Mm-hmm.
But I am excited for the warmth, although as I'm leaving the state for a week. But
going to Minnesota.
Yes.
Well, it's been – so last year at this time, Colorado was at least 99% was in a drought.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's less than 10%.
Wow.
Because of all the moisture we've gotten.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Now,
that's
sadly, awesome. That can all be gone almost, you know, after a week of intense heat and sunshine in this state. But yeah, I can't keep up my yard. The weeds are the worst they've ever been. The mosquitoes are just
having a field day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I was at a wedding on Saturday and it was outdoors and it was by a little stream.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mosquitoes were so bad. So I smoked a cigar and smoked a tobacco pipe for pretty much the entire night.
Yeah,
and
keeps
I
them
did
away.
Not get bit.
Smart.
Yeah. Plus, it's fun to smoke a pipe. I just found it. I mean, it's mine.
Did you think it made you look smart?
Well, that and the glasses and a jacket, I was, I think, as they say, looking fleek.
Nobody says that.
No? Not anymore?
You were looking very fly. Dapper. You were slaying.
Very sophisticated.
You were slaying.
I don't know. And we had such a good time, no one got pictures.
Explain slaying, because my niece says slaying, and I don't know what that means.
It's
well,
just
it's a
like,
dragon, and there's usually a knight who has to go slay a dragon, right?
And then that's like, slay.
Yeah, she
it's
texts
also a sled,
me sleigh,
Santa
and I'm
uses.
Like, I don't know what that
it's
means.
It's like the new cool. Like, it's like like, slay, like, great, that's awesome. But it's also like, ah, you're so slay, like, you're so cool. Like, it's just the new cool.
And what drives – so I've been using Slay more. And in fact, Carter, who does my trivias over at After Hours, gets really happy when I say Slay. But what I don't like and don't understand is bet.
Why? Like bet. Like bet on it. Like word. Like bet. All right.
Yeah, you just gave bet. Every reason why I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah, bet that.
Yeah, it's like, all right, bet. If somebody's like, do you want to go grab – food, you're like, bet.
Slay.
Slay! Exactly.
So what are we betting on? Are we betting on what Nick's going to order?
Probably. Yeah, we are.
No, that's it. Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that the bet?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what bet means. It means you mm-hmm. put money down or some kind of thing down.
Mm-hmm.
Usually.
It's mm-hmm. true.
Some kind of stakes.
Language is so interesting.
Well, and who comes up with these things?
Weirdos.
I mean, how do you get something like that to trend and like...
I think that a lot of it does start off as slang, and a lot of it is AAAV, which is just like... It's just like... Yeah, it's just like slang. Like, it's just what's...
Well, Michael Scott tried to invent a word, and it didn't go anywhere, and that was a internationally
That's because Michael Scott's not
series.
Cool.
So, if we were all to create a word, like, what's... I don't know.
I know what my word is.
Yeah?
Already.
What?
It's gorpal.
I've known this for ages. It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, gorpal. Gorpal.
And that sounds like the rock you get in your shoe and you can't get out.
That's exactly what it is. It's a gorpal. It doesn't have to be a cool word. It just has to be a word. That's my word, gorpal.
Micah?
Chaz Weiser.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
that's whenever whenever there's like a Canadian like third tier football team or like a third or fourth tier baseball league, and they have some weird mascot. Do you remember the XFL? And they had like the LA Extreme, only it was spelled with an X.
I do.
I call those the LA Chazweisers because it's like the dumbest name of all time. Philadelphia Soul? What is that? These are non-tangible mascots, non-tangible nicknames. What's going on? The Philadelphia Soul tonight versus the Seattle Philosophy. Who's going to win?
That's tough.
Philosophizers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will say that your words are very long. When we were talking about bet and slay, gorpal, okay, it's only two, but your mouth has to do so much contorting to say gorpal.
Then just gorp. Well, gorp is already a thing, though, like gorpcore.
Hail Zorp. Wait, that's...
That's from Parks and Rec. Yes.
And gorp is a snack.
What?
Gorp, that's a snack.
What kind of snack is...
It's gorp.
Yeah, it's like a trail mix.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well...
So that word's taken. Shoot.
Well...
Darn.
Yeah.
We'll come up with a short one.
We will. Anyway, we'll summer solstice, longest day of the year. Yeah, that's going to be sad for
and
the sun to start going down.
Summer solstice happens right as we enter cancer season, so it's which happens every year, but it just makes it very sweet and
what makes it
emotional.
Cancer season? Is it like people just take plutonium out of...
Well, it's summer months, Micah, so skin cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Wear your sunscreen.
As a Cancer moon, I'm quite excited.
Mm.
So, yeah.
And what does Cancer bring us after the summer solstice?
Well, it's interesting because Cancer is ruled by the moon. So I think that the summer solstice is just this big time of kind of like connecting with the people in your life, but in a way that's just like... deep and meaningful, like you have both the sun and the moon involved in what's going on kind of equally, which is kind of a rare thing to happen. So it's just, yeah, it's just a time to like connect with each other. Cancer is such an emotional sign. So Cancer is the very like, I will know you by crying with you and by like knowing you on such a deep level. And it's a, you know, it's a water sign. So it's just going to be good. I think Cancer season is going to be a good time to connect deeply and have fun.
Well, that's because a lot of people are about to die.
Oh, that's, yeah.
What?
Cancer.
Makes, oh, okay.
I mean, there are more options than just chemotherapy and radiation. There are pills now, but and vaccines that can prevent certain types of cancer, but still, cancer is very deadly. Many hundreds of different types of cancer.
I learned of something the other day that was mind-blowing to me of why we are wasting our time and energy and resources on, I can't remember what kind of food it was, or snack, or
vegetables.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's a waste of time.
Yeah, but, seedless watermelon, that's pretty convenient. I like that we've bred out seeds in watermelon. I still don't know how they raise boneless chicken. That's still a phenomenon to me, if they don't have any muscles or bones to move around. Something that, you know, a fun fact that I learned. This is another Nick Snacks, if you will. Lemons. They are not natural. They were man-made.
What? Even in Italy?
Well, yeah. It's like a combination of, two citrus fruits, and that's what a lemon is. So you're kind of lied to when you say, when life gives you lemons, because life didn't give us lemons.
That's kind of poetic, though, because we're humans, and it's all just a human experience, you know?
Interesting.
Boom.
I would just like to take this time to throw in Lemons Heating and Cooling. They're a sponsor. So you mentioned
when
lemons.
When life gives you lemons,
I'm mentioning
heating,
lemons
and cooling.
Heating and Cooling.
You just have a lovely summer or winter because of heating and cooling. So
I have yet to turn on my air conditioning, and it's about to happen.
Really?
That sucker just can't keep up. So
yeah.
It's going to be a rough one as the days get warmer.
Yeah.
Well, stay tuned for more Nick Snacks. We'll be back. To Nick Snacks here with Alyssa and Micah behind the glass. Now, Micah, you've got this new and improved motorized scooter to get you from, you know, your house to the studio, but it's early. How you make it in the morning? That thing zips too, huh? 30 miles an hour?
No. I have one of those, not like a Euro scooter things, but one of those scooters you stand up on.
Yeah, yeah, but those can still go pretty fast.
They can.
No, I got the one that was 15.5 at its fastest, and I am cool with that.
That's good and smart.
That is pretty fast still.
Yeah, I don't want to like go too fast and get run over.
Do you think you could run that fast?
Some people can run that fast.
Yeah, I think when I do know in San Francisco, because I have video footage of it, I clocked myself at a little over 10 miles an hour.
Wow, that's not 15.
No, but still 10. It's double digits.
Okay, it's impressive.
It was
so I can
satisfying.
Run 15 miles an hour with someone else's body.
Carrying it?
No. If I put my essence in their body,
That's a good
carry,
sports team name,
run.
Micah.
The essences.
Yes. Just essence.
Oh.
Yeah,
Denver
if I could switch my spirit, if that exists, with another person's spirit, that would happen. I could run
anyone's
15 miles
body?
An hour.
I know. I mean,
anybody?
Like,
come on, Micah.
Okay, that's not true. I'm talking about
Hawking.
Like athletic people who can,
like Usain Bolt,
move.
Yes. Or a cheetah.
That's like 60 miles an hour.
Okay, that's definitely more than 15.
Absolutely. It's like four times as much as 15.
Boom.
Imagine trying to get away from a cheetah on a scooter.
You wouldn't
oh, God.
Make it. Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
It'd be sad.
So in that case, you try to run over the cheetah. You go as fast as possible. You get like head-on collision-wise with the cheetah. And then hope the cheetah is dumb and doesn't have any depth perception.
Uh-huh.
And then jump off at the last minute and then hope the cheetah dies.
Well, they're far more evolved than we are, so I think...
The scooters are?
No, cheetahs. Not that they're evolved like, you know, more intelligent than us, but they've weathered. They know how to hunt.
Yeah.
We don't.
Some of us do, not me. But.
So in the news this week, you know, everyone's discussing how little hours are left on the submarine that went down to explore the Titanic. It was a quarter of $1 million per ticket, five people on board.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm assuming they're counting down how much oxygen would be left. And they say it's about the size of a pickup truck or a minivan. Five people in that for, well, I think they had 4 days. I don't understand the infatuation with going down to explore the Titanic.
Okay.
Or maybe like a lot of things like that. And do we think it was something more nefarious like a giant squid or a megalodon?
I do definitely believe in megalodon. It probably was megalodon. I think that I'm more pro exploring the deep sea than I am exploring space.
Well, that's fair. We live on this planet. We still know, what, about 4% of the ocean?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's – I don't know if four billionaires are who I would send to explore.
Well, they're not exploring. They were just – it was a luxury ride. It's like, William Shatner going up into space, you know, is just kind of, okay, we're going to now start seeing these super rich I saw some report, and I don't know what's true or not anymore, but they want to start putting hotels in, you know, the atmosphere so people can go up for a luxury vacation in space.
What?
As long as it doesn't ruin my media stuff.
I mean, it probably will. Did you see, what was that movie, Gravity, where one satellite, you know, kind of blew up?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there
goes
HBO.
And it caused everything, you know, because, I mean, everything's on a rotation at, you know, specific intervals, and any kind of shrapnel is completely destructive. So it's chaos up there.
If we can't survive out there without an insane amount of equipment, probably don't go there on vacation.
That, and, you know, they're trying to, you know, eventually colonize Mars. Okay, how, you know, you don't get a lot of sunlight. It's we found a remnant that water existed on this planet. Okay, that was probably billions of years ago.
Yeah, and it's not there now.
It's not.
And Mars is cool. Leave it alone. And
I'm not trying to diss on Mars, but we were just saying about the ocean. There's so many undiscovered species and plant life. And I mean,
and I bet they all taste good barbecued.
I doubt it. Those things look really funky. They don't have like skin that you can, you know, get a nice sear on. You know, their faces are kind of startling.
I believe that space, like if we made a hotel in space, that would be the beginning of the end of us, because that, I think, would cause aliens to just wreck us.
Just because of a hotel in space?
I think that it's more about kind of the way that humanity is, that I think if we started with a hotel in space, it would go so far, and we already pollute space, which is pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, that would cause intergalactic war, and I know we would not win.
Intergalactic planetary.
I love that, you know, when Independence Day, which I still think is one of the best films that was created, humankind would stand no chance against aliens.
No.
I mean, the fact that they can at least, I mean, it took us, the space race to barely get to the moon. And how many problems did we have with that? Even in the 80s and, in 2001, we lost, you know, the Challenger and, what was the other one? No one. Maybe that was 2002. I feel bad.
I thought the Challenger was in 86.
That was 86, but the other one, another one, anyhow, dissolved on impact or whatever, when it reentered the atmosphere.
Some of the foam on the wing or whatever was.
If you haven't seen the documentary about the Challenger on Netflix, it is phenomenal. It's powerful. It's emotional. And, they had the first teacher ever on that flight, Krista McAuliffe.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't wrap my head around how many millions of school children were watching that shuttle take off to see a teacher, probably envisioning their teacher as the next astronaut. And for that to just explode.
Yeah.
And fun fact about that, NASA knew about all the problems and knew about the O-rings, and the temperature dropped so much that night it was enough to freeze the O-ring, little rubber, in Florida. It was a weird freeze. They never had that before, but they let the mission go anyway, and that failed O-ring is what caused the Challenger. And there were so many reports that were just dismissed beforehand of that. It's a phenomenal, eye-opening documentary.
And that's why you have SpaceX.
Well, yeah. Then we got wacko Elon Musk.
But now you have two space. You have government space and you have private company space.
It's all very rah-rah America.
Think, with climate change, and that is a thing, the climate is changing, we're going to be flooding. I think it'd be more conducive for us to be able to live underwater rather than in space.
I agree, but I'm just like, we are causing our own demise. Let's just let it roll.
We've been doing that since the Stone
Age. Exactly. If it's going to flood, then there we go.
How many cities are on the coasts? I mean,
not in a way like it'd be terrible if people died, but as a humanity as a whole.
Oh yeah,
the downfall of humanity.
Yeah, we just need to be mer people.
That would be so awesome. If you could be any mythical creature, what would you be?
Ooh, mythical?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's hard. Like mer person,
a centaur,
troll, centaur, vampire, werewolf, unicorn. Hmm.
Well, they
ghost
do have healing powers. I don't know about a ghost. I don't think that's mythical either. I think those are
That's mythical.
Roll with it. Loosely mythical.
If I remember, no, I'm going to tell this really quick story. I don't know how much time we have left, Micah. Wow.
Yeah, 1 minute.
1 minute. No, we'll save this. Battle of Gettysburg. We'll talk that probably next week or so.
Were there ghosts fighting the Battle of Gettysburg?
Exactly. You know, I mean, look at the documentary,
centaurs.
The Lord of the Rings. You know,
That's not a documentary.
It's not? Well, the Challenger one was.
Yeah.
Well, Alyssa, enjoy Taylor Swift. We'll hear about that all next week.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in to Nick Snacks with Alyssa and Micah.
And that's our cutoff.